Hello and welcome to the Mount Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Wednesday, April 10th, One Take Wednesday. We are continuing on in John's Gospel chapter 4, starting in verse 27, and we'll go through verse 42. This is the story of the woman at the well, and today the disciples will come back from going into the city where they were going to find some food. And there is a wonderful little part of this story where we talk about the abiding inner resources that Jesus Christ, our Lord, has. He has spiritual food and spiritual drink that his disciples don't know about quite yet. Then we're going to move over to the Proverbs. In Proverbs chapter 9, we'll continue to talk about the stark choice that we have, whether we want to honor God or we want to go our own way and reap what we sow. Okay, starting in John chapter 4 and verse 27, the disciples rejoin Jesus. Just then his disciples returned and were surprised to find him talking with a woman. But no one asked, "What do you want?" or "Why are you talking with her?" Then, leaving her water jar, the woman went back to town and said to the people, "Come, see a man who told me everything I ever did. Could this be the Messiah?" They came out of the town and made their way toward him. Meanwhile, his disciples urged him, "Rabbi, eat something." But he said to them, "I have food to eat that you know nothing about." Then his disciples said to each other, "Could someone have brought him food?" "My food," said Jesus, "is to do the will of him who sent me and to finish his work. Don't you have a saying, 'It's still 4 months until harvest'? I tell you, open your eyes and look at the fields. They are ripe for harvest. Even now, the one who reaps draws a wage and harvests a crop for eternal life, so that the sower and the reaper may be glad together. Thus the saying, 'One sows and another reaps,' is true. I send you to reap what you have not worked for. Others have done the hard work, and you have reaped the benefits of their labor." Many of the Samaritans from the town believed in him because of the woman's testimony. "He told me everything I ever did." So when the Samaritans came to him, they urged him to stay with them, and he stayed 2 days. And because of his word, many more became believers. They said to the woman, "We no longer believe just because of what you said. Now we have heard for ourselves, and we know that this man really is the Savior of the world." I thought it was curious that just like the woman was preoccupied with water, the disciples were preoccupied with physical sustenance. They come back and they said to Jesus, "Eat something." But they and we need to grasp the spiritual truth that Jesus had these abiding inner resources that he is trying to give to us as well. Spiritual food, which is to do the will of God, and spiritual drink, which is the life and the inner strength and the living water which he provides. He says they are a flowing fountain or a harvest. And then he talks about the idea of our role as reapers. He talks about the disciples and how many had sown the word of God and they were able to reap it. And all throughout scripture, we have this metaphor of sowing and reaping. And today I just want to encourage you that we are to be about the role of helping people know who God is. And perhaps today we'll just sow a little seed of kindness or a seed of truth with them. Or maybe, just maybe, we'll be able to reap the harvest because others have gone before us. Okay, let's go on now to Proverbs. Let me find it here. Proverbs chapter 9. And we'll read the entire chapter today. Invitations of wisdom and folly. Wisdom has built her house. She has set up its seven pillars. She has prepared her meat and mixed her wine. She has also set her table. She has sent out her servants, and she calls from the highest point of the city, "Let all who are simple come to my house." To those who have no sense, she says, "Come, eat my food and drink the wine I have mixed. Leave your simple ways and you will live. Walk in the way of insight." Whoever corrects a mocker invites insults. Whoever rebukes the wicked incurs abuse. Do not rebuke mockers, or they will hate you. Rebuke the wise, and they will love you. Instruct the wise, and they will be wiser still. Teach the righteous, and they will add to their learning. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and knowledge of the Holy One is understanding. For through wisdom your days will be many, and years will be added to your life. If you are wise, your wisdom will reward you. If you are a mocker, you alone will suffer. Folly is an unruly woman. She is simple and knows nothing. She sits at the door of her house, on the seat at the highest point of the city, calling out to those who pass by, who go straight on their way. Let all who are simple come to my house. To those who have no sense, she says, stolen water is sweet. Food eaten in secret is delicious. But little do they know that the dead are there, that her guests are deep in the realm of the dead. Oh, that's kind of a haunting verse there. I want to go back to verse 10. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and knowledge of the Holy One is understanding. We must hold God in awe and respect. This is where wisdom begins. And Proverbs is a lot about personal responsibility and the weightiness of our choices. And so today, Lord, we want to honor you. We want to honor you and not ignore the way of wisdom. Help us not to go down that path of folly, which is an unruly woman who is calling out and giving us lies. As we end today, I want to pray over you a passage from Ephesians chapter 4 and starting in verse 14. Will you pray with me? I pray that according to the riches of his glory, that God may grant you to be strengthened with power through his Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may have strength to comprehend with the saints what is the breadth and the length and the height and the depth, and to know the love of Christ that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled with the fullness of God. Now to him who is able to do far more abundantly than all we ask or think, according to the power at work within us, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen.